tell me something. What do you know about Wakanda?
It's a third world country.
Textiles, shepherds, cool outfits.
All a front. Explorers have searched for it. Called it El Dorado. They looked for it in South America. But it was in Africa the whole time. I'm the only one who's seen it. And made it out alive.
Right, it's the freaking Black Panther. For those who didn't know, the new trailer came out. The Black Panther.
Spoiler alert.
Black
spoiler
Panther.
Alert.
It's not spoiler because the movie's not out yet.
Well, it's a spoiler trailer alert.
Well,
okay.
No. If you haven't seen it yet, then you got problems.
I know, seriously.
So the new Black Panther is trailer
off the chain.
Blew up the internet.
It sure did.
It was 19 million downloads or plays
mm-hmm.
on YouTube
yep.
and everybody else. And it is just awesome. Why is this office? Well, you know, I'm going to have to put, hold on, let me reach over here. And I got to put my black cap on. So I got my black cap on. So the Black Panther is the best Black movie to come out, and it's not even out.
Yeah, it's just a trailer, and already
and
the trailer
already says, "Be prepared for the greatest Black movie ever."
And it's a trailer, and I'm telling you, it's a trailer that everybody can't stop watching and getting enough of.
So I think I'm up to 17 right now.
Yeah, I'm up to 5. I haven't gotten there yet. So, I'll catch up in a minute.
I doubt it because I'm going to still be looking at it. So, amazing. Black Panther, made by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby in the 1950s. So if you didn't know that, this is in the 1950s.
Okay, so this is going to be an educational trailer.
It's just a trailer.
This is just educating people about the Black Panther. Because a lot of people really don't know too much about the Black Panther. And my husband is a comic book fanatic. And
yep.
so he knows so much about, I mean, every comic book movie that comes out, guess who I go to for all the info?
And I'm not the expert, because I don't put on the clothes like a couple of y'all do. I don't put the clothes on. I'm sorry. I wear the t-shirts. But I don't put the clothes on. But yeah, so Jack Kirby, Stan Lee, they two white guys decided this would be really cool to come out with a character named the Black Panther. They saw something, a guy in Africa, and he had a Black Panther as his pet. So he's like, oh, this would be cool. Let's create a character named Black Panther.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool on their part. Because they're very creative. If you don't know Stan Lee, that's the old guy that always shows up doing like silly parodies of different things. But he's the creative genius for the Marvel Universe. So that's what he did. So this is not to be confused with the protest party Black Panther. He came out with this prior to that. So when it was actually out during that time, they wanted to change the Black Panther to the Black Leopard. And a couple of the comic books had him as Black Leopard. And they was like, nah, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. So he came out with the Fantastic Four, because if you don't know about the Black Panther, he's the king of an African nation that's hidden in Africa, but the technology there far exceeds everyone in the Marvel
comic
world.
Yeah, comic world. Yeah.
Now, not the universe, because the universe is like too vast, but on the planet Earth, their technology far advances everyone on Earth. So people go to them and they don't want to deal with them. So they do this front to say, oh, we're just an African village of Boombaba, Umbumbaba. And they was like, oh, yeah, that's little Africans. But no, that's not what it is. So this is what made this trailer extraordinary, because most people don't know about it. So when you looked at it, Alicia, I said, look, you got to see the Black Panther trailer. When you put it on, what was your thoughts?
I was in shock. I was in shock. I did not, for that 1 minute and 53 seconds, I believe it is, for it to be such an amazing movie trailer.
So what made it amazing, though? So I'm saying that because there's so much on there.
I know,
that you have to love.
I know,
but it's so much.
Because it goes so fast. I mean,
that's why you got to see it 15 times.
Yeah, I mean, so because it's like certain things missing. Like, for example, knowing that this hidden African tribe country is hidden. Nobody mm-hmm. knows where it's at, which was like fascinating, where you got Batman, Superman, everybody knowing where everybody's from, mm-hmm. you know, and then you don't.
And that's like, DC. That's not Marvel. Sorry.
Well,
it's okay. You didn't know.
Yeah, but either way, you don't know where it's at. And when you do, and then when you see when he goes back home, you see all this beauty, the colors, the people, it was like I said, that one little second, you was like, I want to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And it was, and you know, it was so interesting. You was like, well, you know, you start telling me, did you know who was in there? I'm like, no shit, I didn't know who was in there. And then I started looking. I was like, oh my God, everybody that I love is in there. All my favorite
Black
actors
and
are
actresses.
In there. I mean, the ones who are so particular, so, you know, just don't do just anything kind of actors. And it was just, oh my God, it's amazing. It's just amazing. When I went through it, I found that, what is it? Angela Bassett is in it.
Yep.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yep.
Who else I told you that was in there and you was like, for real? Oh, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, so I didn't see the Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, she's not.
Did not
yeah,
see that.
And I didn't. And you know, we probably won't see her unless
you see the movie.
Right, right. And then the guy from Get Out is in there.
Yeah. So that the African guy from that. And you know, we saw him on the first time we saw him. He was on a HBO show called Black Mirror, and he played. They was in some kind of little prison. And he was in love with this one little girl, but they had
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Yeah, we don't know. But let's back up a little bit. So when this first was coming to fruition, you know, Wesley Snipes wanted to try to do it, and this was back in '93. This was way back before they even thought about really expanding the Marvel Universe. So if everybody knows, Wesley Snipes was Blade. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to, after I did Blade and they don't want to do no more Blade, now I can be the Black Panther. They was like, go sit down somewhere, dude. We don't want no Black Panther. But as the Marvel Universe started expanding and pressure of diversity was coming up, and say all you had was Falcon, you know, in the universe, the movie universe, they was like, we have to do the Black Panther. Then you had Luke Cage, but that was the Netflix Marvel.
Yeah, that was
not
Netflix.
The movie Marvel.
Yeah, Netflix.
So, you know, they was like, okay, we'll test it out. And they put in, you know, Chadwick Boswick, I think his name is, the lead character.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
So he showed up in Civil War and took over the movie. Everything was cool, But he stood out. Him and the little boy Spider-Man stood out in it. So you wanted more. You had to have more. So initially, they wanted a black writer, black director to get it done.
Because they wanted Ava, and Ava just said no. She wasn't going to do it.
Our first thoughts, you know, usually when a well-known director says no, it's usually because, you know, the production wanted to do it their way and wanted to see their own vision. And when a black director say, no, I'm not doing it, it's usually because it's something that they disagreed on. But the next person who came up next was Ryan Coogler. So if you don't know who Ryan Coogler, the director and writer, is, young black brother who did Fruitvale Station. If you don't know what Fruitvale Station is, you need to see this movie. It's about a young man who was shot down by the police in the train station.
Yeah.
And he made the whole storyline of what his life went through. Even though you know he was killed, you see his life. It's so emotional.
And
Michael B. Jordan was the star on there.
Yeah, and I love Michael B. Jordan.
So that was an amazing movie. So you was like, a little independent movie. He did well. People applauded him. Then he came out with Creed. So initially, Creed. Oh, my God. A Rocky movie. Sylvester Stallone. Are you kidding me? Amazing movie. Amazing. Michael B. Jordan once again. And because of Ryan's direction, Sylvester Stallone got nominated for an Oscar again.
Yeah, he sure did.
Because of the director.
Yeah.
Not because, you know, well, Sylvester Stallone is one of the greatest actors in our decade. No, I'm not, bro. Mm-mm. No, he isn't. He does.
But he was a little more clear this time.
But, you know, that's him. That's what he sounds like. But he was a really emotional character in there. So when they said he was going to do it, I was like, wow, okay, this will probably be a really deep storyline.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought of that. And I was like, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll show respect to the black characters. It probably won't be as exciting. It'll probably just be whatever.
Well, see, looking at the actors, like the starring actors in there, he's got amazing actors.
But think about it. Wouldn't you want to stand up and say, hey, you got a part for me?
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't you want to be in this movie though?
Oh, definitely, because you know, a lot of them are African. You know, some of them that playing a part are African. One of my favorite actors in there is Sterling K. Brown. You know,
yeah, he's from your show that you watch.
Oh yeah, This Is Us,
mm-hmm.
And Army Wives. I watched him back in the day.
Yeah, I started watching Army Wives for the longest, and then I had to cut it off.
Yeah, but he was.
He's a very good actor.
Yeah,
he's
and
a
you
very
know,
good actor.
You got
my boy Forrest Whitaker is in there.
Yes, Forrest Whitaker.
And you know they're not doing major parts; they're showing up in there.
Lupita.
Oh, Lupita.
Yeah, yep. She's in there.
Academy Award winning Lupita. Mm-hmm.
And she's. I mean,
then our girl from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, she's in there. I think it's Danny is Daniela or D-A-N-A-I Dana. She's in. That's her name.
Okay.
She's the one playing the is also in there. I'm like, I can't wait to see her in there.
So she's amazing because you know, we loved her in there.
Yeah, because you know The Walking Dead, you see her with this fake dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm. And she got like the ball. She rocking the ball joint with her expressions, and you see it. So it again, you got an amazing writer and director, and you got amazing actors and actresses in here. So again. Initially, you was like, oh, they got a lot of good characters in there. I wonder what this is going to look like. So when the freaking trailer came out, it started off, and this is what all black people were saying. What they showing these two white guys here?
Yep.
But it was perfect. But what he did was explain what you're about to see.
Yeah, because I think one of the white guys works with him.
No, one of the white guys, I forgot his name, but the other guy without an arm, he's Claw. He's in the comic books as well. Okay. His name is I think it's Claw. They cut his arm off and then he put
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, Andy Serkis.
Right.
You know, Andy Serkis played Gollum and Cornelius and
the one Planet that was interviewing him was Martin Freeman.
Yeah, so he's a good actor anyway. Right. But he was in Civil War. He's a Marvel character.
Right.
So that's when you see him, you know this is a Marvel character reference that they're showing there. Because Andy Serkis, if people remember, he was in Age of Ultron. So when he was in the Age of Ultron, Ultron cut his damn arm off because he was selling vibranium that was in Wakanda. So you'll say, oh, these are these Marvel characters. These are real characters in the comic book. But what the Marvel Universe movie has done was make sure you see the references into a new character, origin character, which is the Black Panther right here.
Right.
So what he's saying, Andy Serkis is saying, or Claw, what he's saying is, do you know about Wakanda? And, you know, he's saying, you know, just regular trade and textile. He's like, nah, this is like, I forget it now, El Dorado. So if you read history, El Dorado was the city of gold that they explorers wanted to find, that the, you know, the streets was paved in gold and diamonds and jewels and everything. And he said they went in the wrong country. It was actually in Africa. And that's when it goes into showing Wakanda. And the first thing you see is black people on the side of a cliff in multiple colors. And Black Panther's walking out there, or T'Challa, and call him T'Challa. When T'Challa comes down, he's walking out of something, and you see it's a damn spacecraft. And you was like, what the hell? And there's Africans, and the African people are wearing African gear. They're not just wearing hip-hop clothing or suits and all of that. It's a mixture of everything, and the colors are vibrant, and it's just so, the colors and everything, attention to detail, is amazing. But you see it, and he walks out, and then they let you see that, and then they move on.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the clip, the little clips of everything they show is just amazing. You know, like you said, the spaceship coming down. He said, this is a country where everything is futuristic.
Yep.
It's before its time, but yet they're wearing African beautiful cloth.
Yeah.
And it's not like futuristic clothes.
Their natural heritage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They respect their heritage, but rule technology. They use the technology as a tool, not an advancement of their heritage. So yeah, you see everything. Their heritage is on full display. And it's just, whoa. Then it moves on. And as Andy Serkis is being interrogated, you see T'Challa and his bodyguard. So that's his bodyguard. So she runs with him.
Yeah, that woman. Yeah.
So, and she's tough as nails. She's amazing. In the comic book, when he got bodyguards, all his bodyguards are women.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you see it, even as they go through, all his bodyguards are amazing. Then his sister, in the comic books too, she's the leader of the technology. She's the one who's building the technology for the country. So you see her when she come out and she got those two things on her hand. Those are like the technologies that she was building. So when you see that, it's like, whoa, what the hell has she got? What kind of boxing gloves she got on and everything? So it's like cool. And then you see the waterfall and everything is cool. But then again, you know, T'Challa has his suit on and it's made out of Vibram, but it's bulletproof. And it gives him that extra strength. Like
so,
that.
So who is Michael B. Jordan in
So he's the enemy of T'Challa.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's the enemy. He's not a good guy, which is really cool for him to play someone opposite of what he normally is.
So the thing is that now this is where it gets interesting because we know who the director is.
Yep.
And so why didn't they give the lead role to Michael B. Jordan?
Why would they? How could they? Well, how could they?
No, I'm just saying because maybe...
No, you're not saying. How could they?
I mean, he's the director.
So who's Black Panther?
The Black Panther? Well... again, he was in the other previous movie.
Exactly. So how are you going to change the character?
No. I'm just. Well, that's true. You can't do that.
So yeah. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
I'm not saying, well, he'll make the choice. He can't. It was already established.
It was already established that he was going to get the other person got that role, so they had to give it to him. But he was going to give Michael some.
Yeah. So again, here's the difference. So most of these series, they killed off the villains. You know, if Ryan continues to do it, Michael B. Jordan is not going to get killed off.
Yeah,
because he's going to want him to come back again.
Yeah, he is.
So he's doing that. So again, that's great to have a great actor as a villain, except for having a regular actor who's just a villain and then he's disposable. Michael B. Jordan isn't disposable. He's one of those guys you want to see again.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So he put him in a prominent role in that. So the big premise of this whole movie is T'Challa comes back from the Civil War. You know, he's got the Winter Soldier actually still frozen up in his area. And now that he's king, he's going to have to, you know, let everybody know I'm the king. And then there's people around who don't think he should be king. So he's fighting amongst his own.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
who you see in these people who's challenging him, which is like really cool anyway. So that's the premise of that. His challenges and at the same time, internal strife, the same thing as people coming in. So you got people trying to get in and he got a good control of his own country.
Right, right.
Same thing in the comics. So it's not no original thought. This is just a modification of what the comic books is. So you see so much, and you know, I'm wondering how they got into these snow-filled areas. You know, who's that? Angela Bassett and Lupita? They out in this snow place, whatever.
Yeah,
there's so much things. Like, what is that about?
Yes,
what is that about?
And I'm wanting to know who is in what part. Who is Angela Bassett in this?
So I think his mother is still. Yeah, I think his mother was still alive in the comic books. So you don't know if Angela Bassett is his mother or one of the chieftains, but they have a lot of elders that talks to the nation and stuff in that matter. But she's got a prominent role, so
yeah,
she may be his mother.
Yeah, she does, because she's in the top listing of it. But it's just interesting how, I mean, the beauty of it. I can't wait. Oh my God, I can't wait to see it. I just wish it was coming out this year instead of next year.
Yeah, so that's what everybody is saying, you know, because it's just so crazy. Because you're thinking like, you know, I just seen this, so what's up with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so when they do another trailer, let's see, you know, are they going to give a little bit more or keep the same little bit of things in there? I really can't wait to see it. I know they're going to have to do another trailer. Everybody knows they're going to have to do another trailer. That's just going to make more people want to watch it.
Exactly.
You know, the music, even the music on the trailer was off the chain. You know, I was like, what the hell? Where that came from?
So, yeah, so, which is crazy. So that's when Leisha asked me, too. So as soon as I hear these songs sometimes in these movies, I just go look them up. And what's that? Killer Mike is with this other guy, and they got the song out. And the group is called Legend Has It, and it's called Run the Jewels. So I had I saw it on YouTube. I wanted to see the video. I heard the song. I wanted to see the video. But they're rapping on it, and it's pretty cool. It's a good, cool video. But, yeah, it was cool. So people was like, you know, they put the right music. Even though it showed Africans and all of that, they still put the right music in it. Mm-hmm. They said if it was a white director, they would have put African music on it. You don't have to have African music just because African people are being shown.
Well, that's because that's how people think if you're a white person.
But yeah, so which was, I think that was absolutely what would have happened. I think it truly would have happened if there was a white person directing it, whether he was good or not. I think his thought was, I'm showing an African country, so I got to show the country respect by putting in African music. Nah, dude. Africa listens to all music.
Yeah, they sure do.
So, they sure do. Come on now.
Yep, they sure do.
And we go from there. And the beat and everything and the strength of the beats, which what they were showing was perfect.
Yeah, I know, because it make you like, damn, like, you know, it's like the, you know, you're going in there like,
dun, 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 dun. I was like, whoa, how hard is that?
I was like, I kept wanting to hear the beat over again.
So here's another character in there. He's playing Man Ape. That's that one that I was telling you about. The one that was standing up. He had that guy by the neck.
Yeah, his name
is Winston Duke.
Yes,
but I haven't seen him in anything. He showed up in like TV shows. He doesn't show up. He was in Person of... Oh, now I know who he is. That's Dominique from Person of Interest. Remember the guy that was in charge, the black guy? And they was thinking he was some young kid.
Oh, yeah.
Dominique, but he was one of the head kingpins.
Yeah.
He played Dominique.
Wow.
That's who he is. So, yes, he is someone.
Yeah, somebody we just did not quite remember.
Kind of recognizing that. Yeah. So he pulled out some major people.
They said he's going to be in the Avengers.
Yeah, so he's going to still play the same character, which is Manape. So, M'Baku, he plays Manape. So, Manape is in the comic books a lot with Black Panther. So, he shows up. He's a continuing character. So, he's not just these run-of-the-mill guys that show up and then they just take up. He's a running character. Just like in Daredevil, there's a couple of people that shows up all the time too. They're just running characters. They go away. They don't die. They just go away.
Right.
And then
right.
they come back. So it's just like that. But Winston Duke. Yeah. So yeah, I remember him.
Mm-hmm. Now we know who he came from. If you watch Person of Interest.
Yeah. If you don't watch Person of Interest, you really don't know.
He was good in there too.
Oh, he was.
God damn, amazing. I was scared of him. Mm-hmm.
So the other girl, she plays his sister.
Yeah, I
I don't see her. Yeah. I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah, I know you did, but she was not in anything that we knew of.
No. Nothing that we would call out and say, oh, that's what she was in.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in a couple, she was in Humans, but I stopped looking at that. It just didn't keep my attention. She was on a show called Banana.
Yeah, I mean, she...
Fucking Banana. Not just Banana. She played on Cucumber.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm looking for Watermelon. But it's no Watermelon here, sorry.
Yeah, and I know she looked familiar. She looked like... She looked like another... She do look like another actress, but she actually...
No, but she's somebody kind of new to
the... Yeah, she is. So she got an opportunity, which was awesome for her. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, because she's probably beat out a couple of people.
Yeah.
Because,
her name is Letitia White.
Yeah, Letitia.
Right. Yeah, so congratulations to her. You know, and then our girl, Laputa.
Laputa.
She's always amazing. She's always amazing. I'm so glad she's in there. But like I said, the star lineup is amazing. I mean, you basically would not expect for a lot of these the people that you see in there to be in there. So to me, it's a huge surprise.
So I think the respect of the director. The fact that Marvel wanted this to be something major. They put time and money into this because I think they consciously wanted to make a really good black movie for Marvel. You know what I mean?
Right.
For Marvel, not just for just blacks in particular. They wanted to be sure that the right blacks was in here, and I think they gave Ryan the leeway to say, hey, look, go find whoever you want and we'll do what we got to do. And then you probably got a lot of black actors who say, yeah, I want to be in there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and
you
our
did.
Boy from Get Out.
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So he's a good actor. He's just, you know, he's one of those people that you see his facial expressions actually talks to you without him even speaking. just like the girl from Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Yes,
yeah.
When she looks at you, you know she's kind of like, I'm happy, or you about to shut your ass up, or I'm not good with that.
Like you said, this is gonna be an amazing movie. I just wish it was coming out tomorrow.
Or I can even wait for the fall, and I would have been all right. But this is just too long. Yeah. So now it's so bad, you're waiting for the next trailer.
Well, I mean, we're in June, and we're talking about...
the next freaking trailer. What, can you believe
that?
You
said February, you said?
Yep, February.
So we got...
no, and they won't move it up. You know. They'll show you... depending on how they want to market this, they'll show probably two different more trailers. And without revealing too much.
Well, because there's a storyline. We got 8 months. God damn it, we got 8 months.
And it just came out. It came out last week. It came out last, what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday on the NBA freaking finals. That's over right now. Yep. So, yeah, that's, come on now. That's just.
And it's going to be, what, two other Marvel movies coming out before this one?
So, what's bad is, they're going to be ordinary now. Because as you've seen this, it's kind of like, wow, can you beat this?
Yeah.
So, if it doesn't come close to it, you know, you're going to have your regular Marvel fans or whatever like that. But black people want to see this. Black people are going to see Spider-Man. They're going to want to see probably Thor because the Hulk is in there. So you got two different ones on that. You still got a lot of these people. Again, Marvel has such a big base that's just going to go see Marvel movies. But now it's kind of like, I got to see this Black Panther. I got to see this Black Panther. Look at it.
People are not going to get enough of this. This trailer is going to break records until they put another one out.
Yeah, yeah. And they really don't have to, but the demand is so high now that they want to keep the buzz going, or they can just starve you to death.
Yeah.
And say, no, you're going to just have to wait. Because we got other stuff that we got to come out. The Defenders is coming out on Netflix, which is all of the Netflix characters all together. The Inhumans is coming out. So the Inhumans is coming out in IMAX theaters in September. And then after September, it's going to be a TV series. Then, like we said, the other two movies that's coming out from that. So you got a bunch. Punisher supposed to be coming out either the end of this year on Netflix or the beginning of next year, too. So you got all of these Marvel productions that's going to be out that is just going to be tremendous. But we had to talk about this. We was talking about this for the last couple of days, and Alicia was like, look, we need to just kind of educate some people and talk through this.
Oh, definitely.
You got great characters in here. You got an amazing director in here. You got great storyline in here. It's everything good that you should be looking forward and saying, yep, I'm in it. I'm going to put my list, and I'm going to dress up and go to the movies.
Yep. I think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited. I mean, what the hell? Just like comic book movies are like off the chain now.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the thing is, you know, we just seen Wonder Woman. That was, you know, we listened to our friends, what you call it, Cinemile, and they loved it. His wife on there cried during the movie, and I was like, damn, it's all like that. But I don't blame it. It was a great movie, though. It was such a great movie. So Saint you Jude really allowed can't me. Say anything more than that. I mean, what can you say? And I'm looking at it like the next thing you see, you should be ready for it. You know, you should be ready, and you should say, I'm ready for it. But that's the trailer. What you got else, baby?
Well, all I gotta say is that I'm waiting. I'm ready for it. I'm just ready for it right now. I'm excited.
And I am excited as well. So we'll see. And the next time we'll be talking is probably when another trailer comes out. Hear what I say. Fuck shit is today. RTNJ. RTNJ. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of acid today.
We're dancing in our chairs right now, y'all. Join us. Donna and Dixon, the pistol is blasting away. Tons of death. Our patience of breath. We are the pain you can trust. And it works. Who
Soaking up curses and slurs, poking my brain in a mush. I became famous for playing these bucks, making my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bra. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw. We are the murderous pair that went to jail and we
killed
the murderous there. Then went to hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair.
So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, don't forget us. We had to have this one. We just wanted to put that one on in and let y'all know, go see the Black Panther.
All right, y'all.
See ya. Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Come from the clouds on a missile to turn us all down in the dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic. I'm a slut.